Thank you. Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Heather Hayes from Long Beach, California.
Hey, Heather, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What do you do in beautiful Long Beach?
I am the editor of a website about exchange-traded funds.
Very exciting. Sounds cutting edge.
It's actually really interesting.
Is it really?
Yeah, it allows me, exchange-traded funds sort of are influenced by everything going on in the world, so I basically just get to research all kinds of sectors and countries and economies. It's actually really fascinating. Mm.
Is Africa a country or a continent?
It's a continent.
Heather, it's nice to have you with us. You're going to play the game in which you have to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Heather's topic?
Hello, this is Carl Castle, and I'm calling on behalf of the Steve Inskeep for America campaign.
So during this presidential campaign, no one was safe from the robocall. The automated messages featuring dire warnings or celebrity endorsements, they were ubiquitous. Well, this week we read about a robocall that didn't quite go as planned. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about automated messages gone awry. Choose the correct one. Carl Castle will record a robocall on your behalf, linking your enemies to former weatherman Bill Ayers. And won't that be fun? So,
awesome.
Let's hear from Amy Dickinson first.
It used to be when there was an emergency in the little town of Beach Park, Illinois, they'd just clang the fire bell as a warning for all the citizens to take cover. Then modern technology came along and screwed it up for everyone. Mayor Milton Jensen decided to use the town's new automated call system recently to report a bomb threat at the middle school. He recorded his urgent message, which he sent to 7,000 homes all at the same time. What citizens heard on their phones was a domestic bomb falling at the end of the message when the mayor's wife yelled from another room, "You idiot!" Then, to prove that his wife, like all wives, might just be right, Mayor Jensen recorded another urgent message, which he immediately sent to the same homes, explaining that his wife was just joking. She has every right to call me an idiot because she knows full well that I am, he said.
The citizens of a small town get an automated view into their mayor's domestic sphere. Your next story of an automated snafu comes from Charlie Pierce.
Jane Bromfield of Pewaukee, Wisconsin, was startled by an offer she received last week by an automatic phone call. Barfield heard a recorded voice tell her that she was eligible to win what sounded like, quote, a lifetime supply of quality dung. In fact, the call came from a new local Chinese restaurant, the Guomindang, offering a chance to win a series of complimentary appetizers. The person's accent was rather thick, Bromfield said, and I don't think this is quite the way you want to be selling food to people. What might have been a small affair broke into the local news when several farmers who got the same call actually drove to the address given on the phone and were angered when they arrived and were greeted with beef teriyaki and pot stickers. Local police subdued the crowd.
A restaurant in Pewaukee, Wisconsin, seeming to give away dung. Your last story of a robocall gone wild comes from Moraka.
Campaigning for an Academy Award is nothing new, but 2006's Best Actress race took it to a whole new level. Academy voters received recorded calls from none other than Meryl Streep, nominated for The Devil Wears Prada. This is Meryl Streep. Over the course of 30 years, I've worked hard to deliver consistently Oscar-worthy performances. Out of Africa, Kramer versus Kramer, She-Devil. Nothing would make me prouder than continuing to get nominated. But it's up to you. As Sophie, I made a choice. Now, the choice is yours. Vote Streep. The actress made sure to target every voting block. Her message to Latino Academy members was delivered in perfectly accented Spanglish. Voters pledged to competitor Kate Winslet received calls with an incorrect mailing address for ballots. Some actor voters were warned that if they'd ever cheated on their spouse, their vote would be thrown out. But the most controversial call was to supporters of Helen Mirren, nominated for The Queen. Quote, one nominee is from the real America. The other isn't from America at all. In fact, she's from the country that tried to prevent America from ever happening. The backlash was fierce, and Mirren won.
All right. One of these stories is real, is it? From Amy Dickinson, the story of how a mayor's wife inadvertently showed the whole town what she thought of him in a robocall. From Charlie Pierce, a Chinese restaurant tries to give away food, instead creates a passel of angry farmers looking for fertilizer. Or from Mo Rocca, the story of Meryl Streep's scurrilous campaign to get an Oscar nomination. Which of these was the story of robocalls in the news?
These are all so weird, but I'm going to go with the first one.
The first one, Amy's story about the small town mayor. Well, it just so happens, because this is how we roll, we happen to have the tape of the actual robocall for you now.
This is Milt Jensen on behalf of the superintendent of Beach Park Schools.
You idiot.
That was the end of the actual robocall from the mayor of Beach Park, Milton Jensen. Congratulations, you got it right.
Thank
you're
you.
You're in a point for Amy, and you've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting in your answering machine.
Great.
But before we let you go, here, this is even better, this is the second robocall from Milton Jensen, mayor of Beach Park.
She was listening to her iPod in the other room, and I had put a joke on her iPod. She did not realize that I was on the phone making this announcement, and she called me an idiot. Now, she has a right to do that because she knows full well that I am. I just want you all to know that the message I sent you is legitimate, and I hope that you can forgive me for the background message. That will not happen again. I thank you very much.
Thank you so much for playing with us today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.